Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions presents Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. With a thrilling new contest. A contest offering
1,000 bicycles.
How many bicycles?
1,000 bicycles.
The Jack Armstrong Name Your Bike Contest.
Would you like to have a new bicycle, a new Columbia bicycle, without paying for it?
Then don't fail to enter Wheaties Name Your Bike Contest. It offers, now get this, 1,000 new Columbia bicycles in prizes.
But I'm not much good at contests, you say. They're always too hard, and there aren't enough opportunities to win.
Don't let that stop you this time. This contest is just meant for you. It's easy. It's fun. You have 1,000 opportunities to win.
You see, the makers of Wheaties want you to try the famous Breakfast of Champions. They want you to enjoy that wonderful second helping flavor. They want you to get started with America's favorite whole wheat flakes.
So they've made this contest easy. They want you to try Wheaties. And they want you to win a prize.
How about it? Wouldn't it be thrilling to win one of those 1,000 new Columbia bicycles?
Can't you just see yourself racing on a boy's model, enamel dazzling red?
Sure, and the girl's model's a knockout, rich teal blue trimmed in ivory.
These new Columbias are dream bikes. They have Goodyear all-weather long-wearing balloon tires, famous new departure coaster brakes.
There's still time to try for your bike, but hurry.
Simply choose a name for one of these 1,000 bicycles. For example, you might call your bike Champ Special, Chief, or Red Flyer.
Don't send these names. They're merely samples.
You say you thought up a better name? Swell. Now, print plainly the name you've chosen on a piece of paper. Add your own name and address.
Mail with one Wheaties box top to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You can enter once, twice, a dozen times. But print each name submitted on a separate piece of paper, together with your own name and address.
Include one Wheaties box top with each entry. Rush to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Closing date is next Monday at midnight. So get going. Beat that deadline. Try for your bike today.
Jack Armstrong and the Man of Ice. The mystery of the Man of Ice becomes more baffling each second. We saw the dreaded criminal out at Frosthaven. Saw him cross the unbroken blanket of snow surrounding Ben Clark's secret laboratory. Watched him clip the wires of the burglar alarm system and enter the old lodge. Then we heard a gunshot. But we do not know what happened in that large house. We do know that the shot was fired between midnight and 1 o'clock. Remember that fact. It's important. At 1 o'clock, Jack Armstrong was awakened by a plane flying overhead. When he turned on the lights, he saw a weird face at the window. A face that dissolved into thin air, vanished completely. Jack and Vic went out of doors to examine the grounds. Found no footprints in the snow. While they were searching, someone entered their apartment, took the ski boot containing half of the valuable formula, and started out of the apartment. Billy grabbed that person, struggled with him there in the dark, and then suddenly disappeared. Vic and Jack have searched the hotel from top to bottom. It's now 7:30 in the morning.
Vic, we've searched all night. We know he didn't leave the building by the front door. And the man at the desk said the buzzard ring if the back door were open. I think we better call in the local police.
We don't dare do that, Jack. If we do, we'll tip our hand. We're both sure that no one left the hotel. And that means that the person who stole that ski boot, who got rid of Billy, is still in this building.
Oh, good night. I hope we weren't overheard.
We were talking quietly. Come in.
Good morning. May I come in and clean your apartment?
Hello, Bridget. Yes. Yes, you can go in and make up the beds. But please don't run that vacuum cleaner. Just make up the beds.
All right. Can't clean the place up without running the vacuum cleaner, though.
We're a little nervous this morning. Please, just make...
I know. Just make up the bed. Everyone around this hotel is jumpy this morning.
What did you say, Bridget?
Oh, that Mr. Brannion just about bit my head off this morning. Told me to stop disturbing him to come back this afternoon. You'd think all I had to do was look after him. Ain't my fault if he didn't sleep all night.
How do you know he didn't sleep all night?
Because I heard him walking around. My little room is at the end of his hall, you know. He kept opening and closing his door. How can a body sleep?
Did he leave his room last night, Bridget?
Oh, I don't know whether he did or not. There's something crazy going on in this hotel. I heard people prowling around outside at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Bridget, I'm afraid that was us. You said you saw a face peering in at your window sometime.
Oh, don't mention that. That awful thing.
We saw that face last night.
Looking in at your window? Oh, dear, now I know I'm going to leave this place. Faces at the window, noises in the basement.
Noises in the basement? When?
When I went down there this morning to get my fresh linen.
Where did you hear the noises? What part of the basement?
Dear me, you don't have to shout at me like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bridget, but this is very important. Where did you hear the noises?
Near the linen room. Rats, I expect, and oh, how I hate rats.
Bridget, could you take us down there now?
What in the world for?
We want to investigate those noises. Please, Bridget.
But what about the cleaning? I'm supposed to have this floor done.
We'll explain it to the manager, please.
All right, but I hate to go back down there.
There's nothing to fear. Come on.
Wait a second before we open the door. If we meet anyone in the hallway or down in the lobby, don't tell him where we're going, Bridget.
I don't know what I'm getting into. Why shouldn't I tell him that we're going to the linen room?
Please, just trust us, won't you?
All right.
Sure, come on.
You can go ahead, Bridget. I'll get you.
This is the way to the basement.
Well, let's hurry, Bridget.
It's only at the end of the hall. Oh, dear, I hope the manager doesn't see me taking you two downstairs. It's against the house rules. This is the door right here. The lights are turned on. Oh, I'm sure I turned them off when I brought the linen up. Yes, I'm positive I did. Oh, what's happening in this place?
Where did you hear the noise, Bridget? Where?
Well, there's the linen room, and I heard the noise. Well, I'm not quite sure. I think it was... Yes, it seemed to come from over there. There at the laundry chute. But I'm not going into that room again.
Oh, come, Bridget. There's no need for you to be afraid while we're down here. Show us where you mean.
All right. But you promised to protect me. The noise I heard came from right there.
How does this door open, Bridget?
It slides up. But watch out, all the laundry will come tumbling into this room.
The panel slides up, eh? Here, I'll pull some of those things out of there, Jack. Here he is, Beck. Quick, grab Bridget. She's fainted.
Help him out of there, Jack. Help him out of there. Oh. Bridget's all right, Jack. She just fainted. She'll come to in a few seconds.
Come on, Billy.
Come on, out you come.
Quick, Beck, that window. Get it open. Get some fresh air in here. He's almost smothered.
Laying flat on his back on the floor. Jack, look. Here's the ski boot.
Open the window and then see if there's anything in that boot.
Wait a second, Jack. No, there's nothing in this boot. It's gone.
Let go of me. Let go of me.
He's coming too big. Billy, come on, snap out of it. Hurry up, fella.
And the man of ice must have stuffed him into that clothes chute, covered him up with those sheets and blankets.
Can't breathe. Can't shout. They'll never find me.
We have found you, Billy. We have found you. Take in some good big breaths. Breathe, Billy, breathe.
I'll fold up one of these blankets and put under Bridget's head. Her pulse is strong. She'll come too shortly.
What'd you say, Vic? What'd you say?
Good boy, Billy, good boy. Now, tell us what happened.
Tell you what happened. Oh, it's you, Jack.
Yes, Billy, and you're all right now. What happened to you?
Don't ask him down here, Jack. You and he go back up to the apartment. I'll carry Bridget upstairs and join you in a few minutes.
Okay, Vic. You think you can walk all right, Billy?
Gee, I don't know, Jack. Boy, oh boy, have things happened to me.
Well, let's not discuss it now, Billy. Let's do as Vic says. Come on, we'll go back to the apartment. Here, I'll give you a hand. Up you come.
I thought I heard a noise. I heard the door open. But there wasn't any light coming in the room from the hallway, so I decided I was just imagining things. But I got up anyway. Because I was sure I heard somebody bump into a chair in your bedroom.
Same chair I bumped into.
I waited near the door. In a few seconds, I could hear somebody coming. Then he opened the door again, and I jumped on him. He kept hitting me with something. That ski boot. I heard you tell Jack you were going to hide the firmament in there, Vic, so I grabbed it. I tugged it away from him and lost my balance. Fell backward through that swinging door in the close chute, and down I went.
Did you have the ski boot when you landed down at the bottom?
Oh, sure, Vic. Sure I did.
But Billy, the formula was not in the ski boot.
The formula was not in the... No, of course it wasn't. I took it out.
Good for you, Billy. Where is it?
Good for me. What do you mean, where is it?
Oh, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Where is it, Billy?
Oh, wait a second, wait a second. I'm coming to that. You see, after I fell down the clothes chute, I rolled out at the bottom.
Yeah? Yeah, what then?
Well, I figured the man of ice would know what happened to me and that he'd be coming down the basement.
Those are the footsteps we heard, Vic.
Will you stop interrupting me, Jack?
Oh, sorry, Billy. Go ahead.
Well, I climbed out of the clothes chute down there and looked around for some place to hide that formula. I knew that what he was after, you see.
Where did you hide it, Billy?
Oh, gee, Fizz, Vic, will you let me finish?
Hurry up, Billy.
I looked around. There was no place in that linen closet, so I went outside. And there was a whole rack full of bicycles. I spied that new Columbia bike that Jules Magico uses in his act. So I pulled the hand grip off, rolled up the formula, and stuck it in there.
In the handlebar of Jules Magico's bicycle?
Yeah, that's right, Jack. I just got the rubber grip on again when the basement door opened. And there he was, the man of ice. I could just see his shadow against the light in the hall. So I sprung on him, you know, with a flying tackle. But he sidestepped and conked me on the head again and threw me in with the dirty clothes.
Come on, Vic. We better go downstairs and get that out of the handlebar before it's found.
Are you all right, Billy? Can you come along with us?
Sure I can.
Then come on. You know which bicycle it is.
Sure I do. It's a red one. You saw it in Jules Magico's act.
Then let's go.
Take it easy, fellas. Take it easy. Don't go near the bicycles until we make sure there's no one down here. Billy, here. Take this gun. Go to the forward part of the basement.
Okay, Vic. Oh, boy, I hope he's down here now. That's twice that guy saw me.
Jack, the boiler room. Fine. Look in there.
Okay, Vic.
Billy, turn this light on. Nobody in this rumpus room, Vic. Where else should I look? Hey, is he under that stairway?
No, he's not, Billy. How about it, Jack?
No one in there. No. Where's that bicycle rack, Billy?
Come on, I'll show you. It's in the rear of the basement, right outside the linen room. Boy, is that man of ice quick on his feet. He sidestepped me like a boxer. Yeah, there's the rack, and they're gone. Jack, look, there's not a bicycle in that rack.
Are you absolutely positive you put it in Jules Magico's bicycle?
Oh, look, Vic, didn't I disappear on it twice? I mean, of course I knew it was his. Fire engine red, a brand new bike. The same kind they're giving away in that contest. Oh, look, you fellas gotta believe me this time.
We believe you, Billy. But where did those bicycles go to? Who owned the other bicycles?
Oh, gee whiz, there are a lot of kids in the building. Maybe they belong to them. Maybe they ride them to school.
That's the answer, Billy, of course. Well, Jack, what do we do next?
First thing we're going to do is look up Jules Magico and get that half of the formula back.
Gee whiz, Phyllis, I'm sorry.
It was pretty smart of you to hide the formula in that handlebar, Billy. Now stop your worrying. When we find that bicycle, we'll have the formula, I'm sure.
Gee whiz, what'll Ben Clark think of us? I wonder how he is out there.
I said I'd call him at 11 o'clock. We'll find out then. In the meantime, let's find that bicycle.
Vic said, let's find that bicycle. That may prove to be a harder job than he suspects. Maybe the man of ice was clever enough to find that important half of the formula. If the bicycle's really disappeared, it's going to look bad for Jules Magico, isn't it? And did you hear what Vic said? He was going to wait until 11 o'clock before he called Ben Clark out at Frosthaven. Oh, I wish he'd do it now. I want to know what happened out there in that secret laboratory. And I know you do, too. So be sure, all of you, to listen in to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and
the Man of Ice.
Boy, won't it be thrilling to win one of those 1,000 beautiful new Columbia bicycles? Won't your friends envy you? Well, get some Wheaties at your grocer's. Yes, Wheaties, America's favorite whole wheat flakes. Then try for your bike before it's too late. Just choose a name for one of these 1,000 bikes. Oh, something like Chief or Champ Special. Now, those are just samples. You say you've thought of a better name. Okay. Now, print plainly name you've chosen on a piece of paper. Use one side only. Add your own name and address. Mail with one Wheaties box top to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Entries judged on originality, uniqueness, and suitability. All entries become property of General Mills Incorporated. Judge's decision final. Entries must be postmarked on or before midnight, February 10th. Now, that's next Monday. Hurry, beat that deadline. Try for your bike today. This is Bob McKee speaking for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who invite you to listen again tomorrow to another exciting episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
And this is Jim Butterfield urging you to try for one of those 1,000 swell new Columbia bikes today.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.